There were 6 Van Swearingen neighborhoods in Cleveland Heights. Most of them are in Shaker Heights. And it was the 5th and 6th. So the main neighborhood was laid out for as development number 5. And then there was a portion off of Quillam's that was added to it, and that became number 6. So it's kind of the last of the Van Swearingen in Cleveland Heights. And the fact that it's totally in a different area of Cleveland Heights. It's kind of, you know, they were clearly trying to branch out, but as the development occurred, it's 1920, they are now starting to build their business in railway. And so the Van Swearingen's kind of stopped being home developers. I mean, they continue to do it, but not to the same level, because they're now literally collecting railroads across the country, which ultimately ended up being their demise, because railway was out, cars were coming in, and they were getting them for a deal for a reason. There was a reason why they were able to buy up railroad companies.